We will start with Geraldine has the night off. Steve Thompson in. And happy Mother's Day to Geraldine and all the moms out there. I was fortunate today because we were able to get together. We had lunch at Nouvelle Brewing in Robbinsdale. We got together. They still have, if you're familiar with Pig Ate My Pizza, they have that on the menu at this brewing company right across the street from Travail. And well, that's there. Downtown Robbinsdale is a cool little spot. And we were able to get everyone together. Both my daughters were there, my wife, my mom, my brother, his wife, their kids, all gathered. We had a nice lunch, and it was a nice day. So happy Mother's Day. Glad to see my mom. Now, I did sneak over there this morning before we met for lunch. And every year, I go get one of those big old pre-potted outdoor planters with all the flowers in it, drop-off card, and say hello. So that's kind of become a tradition because she isn't able, and I don't think my dad is interested in lugging those heavy things around. So now I pick that up every year, bring it over to the house, and say hello. So happy Mother's Day. Owe it all to Mom. It goes without saying. And, you know, in this weird journey we all take, where would we be without Mom and the support of our mothers? And, you know, when I announced at a very young age, you know, when I was a little kid, for the first 9 years of life, we lived on Maryland Avenue, just east of Como Park, just east of the lake there, between what is now Como Senior High and Como Elementary. Way back in the day, it was, I think, Como Junior High, which eventually became Como Park High School. So for the first 9 years of life, lived on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul. And at some point in those years, I don't remember, I announced, someday I want to be a radio announcer. And Mom and Dad always supported that dream when I made that announcement. My dad was right there. But my mom was always very encouraging of what I did over the years and the steps I made kind of town to town, up and down the dial. And part of that dream as a little boy was working right here at this very radio station. And at the time, you know, this is late 60s, early 70s, WCCO Radio had a gigantic share of the market. You had Boone and Erickson at the peak of their powers, and the great Steve Cannon hitting on all cylinders in the afternoon. And you had Ray Christensen in the newsroom and calling Golden Gopher football and men's basketball. And you had Herb Carneal at the peak of his power calling Twins games on the radio. So at the time, I'm this little kid and said, yeah, someday I want to work at WCCO Radio. But Mom and Dad supported that and supported that journey. Now, along the way, there were some education decisions and some work decisions and moving out of town and getting radio jobs in small towns and ending up in Sioux Falls and then ending up back here in the cities and then getting that shot as a part-timer in 97, overnights and the weekends here on CCO. And we were live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I got that opportunity. Laura Swift was the assistant program director, and a guy by the name of Chuck Dickman was the program director. And I applied for this overnight job. And they called me in for an interview, and lo and behold, they gave me an opportunity to work here at CCO. And I'll never forget how thrilled I was, but beyond that, how thrilled my mom was that I got that opportunity. It's been a good run. I've been a part-timer. I've really enjoyed my role here. I've always kind of joked that I'm a role player off the bench here at News Talk 830 WCCO. But as I fill in for Geraldine tonight, and by the way, happy Mother's Day to Geraldine and all the other great moms that are part of the team here at CCO. I think about my mom and all those years ago. It's been a long time now since I first walked down that hall into the studio and cracked that mic here at CCO. So all the credit goes to my mom. And I know, Jonathan Lowe, you and your parents have been supportive of your journey as well. And I hope all is well with your folks.
It is. Thank you for mentioning that. Good evening to you. Have barely seen you over the last 3 years. Very good to see you, sir. Number one, first off and foremost.
And I will say this. We have spent a lot of time in this studio together over the years. COVID separated a lot of people. So it's great to be back in the building with Jonathan Lowe sitting in for Geraldine tonight. It is great. You know, the Saturdays, the Sundays, college football. Watched a lot of golf in this studio together.
A lot of sports. Hit them straight and not hit them straight.
Yeah. It's good to see you. But I know you pay tribute to your parents and your mom as well.
I do. I've been extremely fortunate to grow up with the family that I had. And I know that not everybody has that ability and has that fortune to get into a situation like I've had. And so, you know, even if they call me a knucklehead, I know that they called me a knucklehead lovingly.
Yeah, for sure.
But they also, you know, I had an inkling at a young age of what I wanted to be. And it was a weather person. But it was, I modeled myself. I didn't model myself after someone at the National Weather Service or someone who was a storm chaser or something like that. I modeled myself after the person I saw on TV.
Yeah.
And so you get that in your head and you say, okay, I want to do that for a living. And they have been so supportive over my lifetime for myself and for my brother in our pursuits in life. And they have, you know, even when there's been cautiousness and a little bit of anxiety of where we've gone or what we've done and how we've gone about it, there's always trust in us that we will be good in our convictions and good in our station. And so it means the world to have a mother and a father like I do, and especially a mother like I do. And I will tell you this. She's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. But do not cross her.
Yeah.
And do not cross her when it comes to family.
Yeah.
And so knowing that support is behind you, and that support is what not only raised you, but gave you the knowledge in the back of your head to handle situations on your own, means the world to me.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the grace in difficult circumstances is maybe the thing I learned the most from her. And I think we all go through difficult times. Part of life is how you deal, in my opinion, with not only the good, but how you deal with the bad. And she's had her share. I've had my share. I'm sure, Jonathan, you've had your share. And that's how you handle the tough times is really the mark, in my opinion, of what I paid tribute to her for. Because There's been those, for sure. So thanks to Mom. And by the way, if you want to reach out to us tonight and share a thought on your mom, by all means, Feel free to call or text 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It's not a greeting card. It's a 50,000 watt clear channel greeting card if you want to share a thought on Mom. And we look forward to hearing from you on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line on this Sunday night. Stephen for Geraldine here on News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, when I think about, you know, Mother's Day, and there's kind of this debate, what should we do every year? The one thing I feel torn on, and I know other folks feel this on holidays, and we kind of had a debate at the house, not a huge debate, but it was kind of like, well, should we have people over here? And then that puts some work on me, which is fine. It's Mother's Day. But it puts some work on my wife, and it's her day as well. So then we go out, but then you're kind of like, I feel bad about that too, because these people are working and they can't be with their mom or whomever on Mother's Day. So I was a little torn about that. So we, as I mentioned at the top, we did go out. It was great. I tip very generously on holidays and special occasions because I know there is a sacrifice there. So I'm kind of torn. And then my mom offered, it's like, no, we're not coming over and we're not getting your house. We're not trashing your house today. You don't need any more to do. So I don't know about you, Jonathan, you know, if you're kind of torn that way.
See, I'm different because I'm single guy. My family is back in Kansas City. Yep, so yep. I've kind of taken that responsibility off of my plate selfishly and just said, okay, a call will do.
Yeah.
There's been a year or two where I've sent a card, but usually it's a call to my mom and just let her know, you know, happy Mother's Day and talk with her for a little bit. And I did that today. So she's pretty low key, low maintenance. But if I was back home, it would be, you know, maybe we take my mom out for some type of brunch or something of that nature. She was just grateful today to have the day on her own and just have a chill day.
Yeah.
So it all depends, but I know that there's going to be an effort put in, whatever the case, an effort put in to show the amount of appreciation and love you have for your mother. So I understand that that's part of the deal as a child.
Yeah, and that's a difficult balancing act. It's kind of like we want to do something, but we don't want to create a lot of work for one of the moms that we're trying to celebrate. So that's why we end up going out, and they can order what they want. And I don't even frown if they order dessert. You know, let's order dessert. And I'm always in on that as well. So happy Mother's Day. By the way, if you want to pay tribute to Mom or send us a note on that, we'll share it on the air. We'd certainly be grateful to hear from you on this Mother's Day here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Stephen for Geraldine tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Great to see Jonathan. Talk to him all the time. Worked together for a long time, and it's fun to spend some time with him and with you on this Sunday night here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Happy Mother's Day from all of us here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Heartwarming story in the world of golf. Speaking of golf, in this studio, Jonathan and I have watched hundreds of hours of golf coverage. Majors, your run-of-the-mill PGA Tour event. I would say over the years we have watched the Byron Nelson in this studio together.
Absolutely.
We didn't watch it today, however. I got in after the tournament.
Well, you did not watch. I did. I did.
Well, yeah, you did. You had it on. I had it on. I was after Mother's Day lunch, I did get a little yard work done, and then I snuck into the house to watch golf. And my wife, she had a couple errands to run and came back. So you just got home and had been watching golf. No, no, no. I did some chores, and then I watched little golf. This is quite a story in the rain in the Metroplex today down in the Dallas area. Jason Day won the tournament, and about a year ago, he lost his mom to lung cancer. And this is a guy who is on top of the world. He won a major, top five in the world. I don't know how high, if he ever made it to number one.
I believe he did for a very brief period of time, made it to number one.
But he was a top 10 guy.
He was a top three guy.
Yeah, in the world golf ranking. And then his career started to slide. You know, he's made money. He's made cuts. He's been out there. But he hadn't won a tournament in 5 years, and wins today on Mother's Day after losing his mom a year ago. And by all accounts, pro athletes and their lifestyle, I've seen a lot of interviews with him. He seems like a really good guy, you know, a good family guy. You know, comes to mind, you know, Tony Finau, who won here at the 3M Open and is playing really well and won a lot of tournaments lately. Seems like kind of a Tony Finau, really good guy, family around. So I'm happy for Jason Day. That's quite a story.
And at the tournament, waiting there as Jason Day got to the end of the tournament, and it was pretty apparent. It wasn't completely apparent he was going to win, but pretty apparent because this was a packed bunch leaderboard. His wife, who is now pregnant with their fifth child. So not only celebrating and honoring his mother, Jason Day was today, but also celebrating with his wife, the mother of his children. And it was nice to see. It was really nice to see her there being able to celebrate in the win with Jason.
Yeah, and they were kind of hiding out because it was raining during the final round. And they were all kind of in the clubhouse, and they had the cameras there. And when the player who had the last shot to tie, his putt came up short, and it was clear he was going to win the tournament. It was really a neat moment on this Mother's Day. So Jason Day gets the win today on the PGA Tour, and quite a story about him and his journey to the back to the top of golf. About an hour from now, following the news, we're going to visit with someone, Katie Peruzchek, Deputy Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry, is going to join us. And we're going to follow on this Mother's Day theme later on in the program. And in an annual study from the financial site WalletHub, Minnesota ranks 6th on the list of best states for working mothers. Wisconsin's right up there as well. So we'll get into that later on in the program, following the news and weather at 8 o'clock.
We don't want to talk about where Wisconsin is because that would give Wisconsin a little bit of superiority and a little bit of...
Well, it was close.
Higher up than Minnesota. So we don't want to say where they are. We just want to say they're on the list.
Yeah, it was close. So we'll get into that a little later on. But Minnesota and Wisconsin did very well on the list. A little bit later on in the program, this is a big topic. And, you know, whether you follow the news extremely closely or, you know, especially some of the national news or international news, but what's going on right now with the raising the debt limit story? And how, for instance, President Biden would just like raise the debt limit, no conditions. The GOP says, we'll go along, but we want some budget cuts. Well, we're going to have Mark Goldwine, Senior VP and Senior Policy Director of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, joining us at 8:35 tonight. We're going to sort that out. So we'll bounce around from topic to topic here on the program tonight, but we'll talk more about moms at 8:10 and then at 8:35. That huge story that impacts all of us, and that is, will ultimately the GOP and the Democrats and President Biden get together and raise the debt limit so the United States can continue to pay its bills? So we'll do that at about 8:35 tonight here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. We have a quick break coming up. We'll update the weather. It looks lovely for the coming week. It was a long, long wait. I'll flat out admit, a long wait to get to this. This Mother's Day turned out beautiful. It was a little chilly, little rainy this morning, but turned out to be a great afternoon and now a lovely evening, and it looks like we have some great days coming up. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Steven for Geraldine tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Steve Thompson, normally hear me on Saturdays, then occasionally filling in for Henry Lake on the Lake Show weeknights. And that'll be the case Monday night. Henry's got the night off. I'll be in Monday night between 6 and 8:30, Twins and Dodgers, and the start of a three-game series at Chavez Ravine. And then they stay in Southern California and have three games with the Angels. And that's super convenient. I you would think the teams, now the Wild make that trip into Southern California and will typically play the Ducks and the Kings when they're in SoCal. The Timberwolves, same deal, because the Clippers and the Lakers play in the same building. I still want to call it Staples Center, but it's still crypto.com or...
Yes.
Crypto.com arena.
We could start calling it failingnonmoney.com.
Exactly. Or I have no idea how this works.com arena, I think is more likely. I've had it explained to me, and I don't know if I necessarily want to go into the cryptocurrency rabbit hole on this Sunday night, because it immediately gives me a dull headache. Jonathan, I'm serious. I have no idea how this works. And this could be a Warren Buffett thing. I could be getting it all wrong. Feel free to correct me, if you will, and if you know the answer. But someone who's good with money, like a Warren Buffett, said, if you don't understand it, stay away. You know, that you don't put your money into something
Sure. You
don't understand.
Right.
That seems, and I think it's a Warren Buffett quote. But anyway, I've read some articles, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but, you know, I get it, I think. I don't get that. I don't understand at all.
I think there are levels to economic understanding. I think basic in this country would be dollars and cents, or, you know, whether you do pesos in Mexico or rubles Sure. in or Russia and euros in Europe or drachmas in old Greece or yen or
the pound
whatever.
Note in the UK.
Yes,
yeah.
You have your physical money. Then you talk about maybe the economy and making money from jobs and earning a wage and all of that stuff, and that may be next up on the list. Then you start talking about retirement plans and Wall Street and maybe retirement plans and like Social Security is the next step up, where you're earning something so that when you don't need to work anymore, you have a nest egg. So that might be the third step up. Then the next step up will be Wall Street and perspective and
sure.
You know,
yep.
trying to predict market trends and all that junk.
Yeah, buy low, sell high,
right.
Hold stocks for the long haul.
Yes.
Mutual funds, some of those things, 401ks, a lot of us hold those. But when it comes to crypto,
crypto's at the top of the list. I'm like, there are five rungs of understanding money, and I think crypto's the fifth dimension.
Yeah,
and we haven't reached that dimension yet.
Yeah, so I just kind of stay away. So back to the Lakers and the Clippers for now play at something called Crypto.com Arena, which used to be Staples Center. So the Twins are now embarked on this trip. And I do like this idea. Now that they've gone to more of a balanced schedule, where they're not playing as many division games. For once upon a time, as recent as a year ago, the Twins would play 19 games against the Royals, the White Sox, the Tigers, and the Guardians. And they've scaled that back.
And let me say this to be fair. I've heard people push back and say, oh, I don't like this either for not playing as many division games as possible or playing all these different interleague series. I like this. I remember back in the 80s and the 90s when you would play 12 or 13 games against your division, and then you got a chance to go to the teams in the other part of the league, of the American League or the National League, and you got to play them home and home. You got to see them once a year. And when we got to the divisional stuff, it was, okay, you might see the Yankees come in once a year.
Yep.
Maybe you don't. The schedule was off kilter. It didn't really fit. I like this where you have more games against teams from, and if you're in the Central, you have teams again in the West and teams in the East. You have more games against them. I think you got to test yourself outside of your division when you get into the pros.
Yeah, I like the idea that you get to see all the teams now in the major leagues. The Twins will play every other club in the major leagues. Now, some you may get them only at home or only on the road. It all depends. There's still plenty of division games, but I do like this trip, and I would think the players like this trip as well, where you go to Southern California, you play these games against the Dodgers starting tomorrow night and the Angels later in the week. And for the casual sports fan, you know, the Dodgers right now are probably the biggest money team in the big leagues, even bigger than the Yankees or the Mets. Or the Red Sox. Red Sox have kind of scaled back. The Dodgers, Magic Johnson is involved in the Dodgers. They clearly spend more money than any other club right now. They are the big money club.
Not the Mets.
Oh,
not
yeah, that's Mets. Right. The Mets and the their
Mets,
new owner.
The Mets passed right. them this year.
Yeah, but the Dodgers, for the last handful of years.
4 or 5 years.
Had been the payroll king.
Yes.
And then the new owner of the Mets.
Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen almost got Carlos Correa. They backed away from that deal, opened the door for Correa to come back to the Twins. But the Dodgers are a big money. And Chavez Ravine is still one of those venues that is magical. And for Twins fans, this would be a fun trip. And there will be Twins fans, because I think Twins fans travel pretty well. As you know, a lot of them drive to Kansas City when the Twins play the Royals. It's an easy trip. And then Chicago, whether they're playing the White Sox, which is more regular, or the Cubs, a lot of Twins fans make the trip to Milwaukee, whatever the name of their park is, American Family Field, I think.
Yeah. Used to be Miller Park.
Right. So those are easy trips. Kansas City is an easy drive. Chicago. Milwaukee. A little more of an investment to get out to L.A., but, you know, Dodger Stadium, considering Dodger Stadium's, what, 60-plus years old now? I know they moved to the L.A. Coliseum. When they first left Brooklyn, they moved to the L.A. Coliseum, and then Dodger Stadium was under construction at Chavez Ravine. But it's got to be 60-plus years old.
So I was just looking that up. I was just trying to confirm it in my head, and I did. Dodger Stadium is the third oldest ballpark that is currently in use in the major leagues.
Fenway and Wrigley being the...
Correct. Fenway, number one, is the oldest. Wrigley Field is the second oldest. And then you basically have about a 50-year gap between when Wrigley Field was built and when Dodger Stadium was built. And that is, they just passed a 60-year mark last year. It's now 61 years old.
Yeah, and the thing about Dodger Stadium is, and this is a lesson for all ballparks, and I know the Twins have done a great job continuing to upgrade Target Field, another venue in town that I think they've done a wonderful job upgrading over time and keeping it fresh, is the Xcel Energy Center. The Xcel Energy Center is over 20 years old. You know, it, and I was over there for some state tournament stuff, and it's still really impressive how new that building still feels. Now Dodger Stadium does give you the vibe that it is an older ballpark because it was, you know, on the drawing board in the late 50s and went online, but they've continued to upgrade and update and keep it fresh and maintain it. It is an iconic sports venue, and the Twins will be there the next three games to take on the Dodgers. By the way, our coverage tomorrow night at 8:30, and Twins bats are booming. How about that? They beat the Cubbies two in a row. They take another series, and there was a lot of concern about how they were swinging the bats. No problem. I would like to say, just a quick thought on the Twins, that getting Alex Kirilloff up to the major leagues has jump-started this. Now, I know Joey Gallo's had some good games. Trevor Larnach had a big game today. It appears Carlos Correa is turning the corner after a pretty rough start. But getting Kirilloff to the big leagues, this guy's got a sweet swing. You look at him swing the bat, that is a big league swing.
And I think the Twins, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood, it stays this way, are getting into a period where there's one big factor that you need in order to be a consistent team, and that's health.
Yeah.
Kirilloff is healthy. Byron Buxton, not back to full Byron Buxton mode, but healthy-ish, healthy-wise. Yep. They have, I'm trying to think of who else spent some time. Joey Gallo spent, I guess, got a little bit nicked up, but he's healthier. He's back.
Well, Polanco didn't start the year with the team.
Polanco's healthier.
Yep.
They sent Trevor Larnach down to St. Paul to tweak a couple things. Now they brought him back up, and he had a big day. So you need health in sports to advance. It's very rare that you're going to have a third, more than a quarter, more than a third of your roster not healthy, and you be able to sustain success. That's very rare. So you need to have health on your side to continue to go forward and continue to build.
Yeah, and I would argue that having Kirilloff where he's at is a big step forward for the Twins and what they're able to do offensively. We'll see tomorrow night. Game 1, Twins and Dodgers. Coverage beginning at 8:30 on the pregame show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Happy Mother's Day from all of us here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson sitting in for Gerilyn Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Always great to see Jonathan and work with him over the years here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3. It was fun to see on social media today all the folks that took mom to the ballpark today. My mom has been to a lot of ball games. Once upon a time, the family had season tickets at the Metrodome and then when Target Field opened. But might have been a little chilly for mom at the start today. By the end of the game, it was lovely. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3, but great crowds over the weekend at Target Field. Really nice crowds for the homestand, the Padres and the Cubs. Once again, Twins on the road. They'll be in L.A. late games Monday night and Tuesday night, and then they take on the Angels. One of the other things that came up earlier today, and I've got to do this. I have not been to a Loons game at Allianz yet. Have you done that, Jonathan? Have you been over there?
I haven't been to a Loons game, but we did have tickets through the station last year to go to the All-Star game when that was here. And I said, why not? And so I got a ticket and I went over to that event. And it's actually hilarious. I hadn't seen Susie Jones in a while. I'm walking over to my seat over at Allianz.
Steve in for Geraldine tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Steve Thompson, you normally hear me on Saturdays, then occasionally filling in for Henry Lake on the Lake Show weeknights. And that'll be the case Monday night. Henry's got the night off. I'll be in Monday night between 6 and 8:30, Twins and Dodgers. And the start of a three-game series at Chavez Ravine. And then they stay in Southern California and have three games with the Angels. And that's super convenient. You would think the teams, now the Wild make that trip into Southern California and will typically play the Ducks and the Kings when they're in SoCal. The Timberwolves, same deal, because the Clippers and the Lakers play in the same building. I still want to call it Staples Center, but it's still crypto.com or...
Yes.
Crypto.com arena.
We could start calling it failingnonmoney.com.
Exactly. Or I have no idea how this works.com arena, I think is more likely. I've had it explained to me. And I don't know if I necessarily want to go into the cryptocurrency rabbit hole on this Sunday night, because it immediately gives me a dull headache. Jonathan, I'm serious. I have no idea how this works. And this could be a Warren Buffett thing. I could be getting it all wrong. Feel free to correct me, if you will. And if you know the answer. But someone who's good with money, like a Warren Buffett, said, if you don't understand it, stay away. You know, you don't put your money into something
Sure. You
don't understand.
Right.
That seems, and I think it's a Warren Buffett quote. But anyway, I've read some articles, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but, you know, I get it, I think. I don't get that. I don't understand at all.
I think there are levels to economic understanding. I think basic in this country would be dollars and cents, or, you know, whether you do pesos in Mexico or rubles Sure. or Russia and euros in Europe or drachmas in old Greece or yen or
the pound note in the UK.
Yes, yeah. You have your physical money. Then you talk about maybe the economy and making money from jobs and earning a wage and all of that stuff, and that may be next up on the list. Then you start talking about retirement plans and Wall Street and maybe retirement plans and like Social Security is the next step up, where you're earning something so that when you don't need to work anymore, you have a nest egg. So that might be the third step up. Then the next step up would be Wall Street and perspective and
sure.
You know, yep. trying to predict market trends and all that junk.
Yeah, buy low, sell high,
right.
Hold stocks for the long haul.
Yes.
Mutual funds, some of those things, 401ks, a lot of us hold those. But when it comes to crypto.
Crypto's at the top of the list. I'm like, there are five rungs of understanding money. And I think crypto's the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
And we haven't reached that dimension yet.
Yeah, so I just kind of stay away. So back to the Lakers and the Clippers for now play at something called crypto.com arena, which used to be Staples Center. So the Twins are now embarked on this trip, and I do like this idea. Now that they've gone to more of a balanced schedule, where they're not playing as many division games. For once upon a time, as recent as a year ago, the Twins would play 19 games against the Royals, the White Sox, the Tigers, and the Guardians, and they've scaled that back.
And let me say this to be fair. I've heard people push back and say, oh, I don't like this, either for not playing as many division games as possible or playing all these different
yeah.
interleague series. I like this. I remember back in the 80s and the 90s when you would play 12 or 13 games against your division, and then you got a chance to go to the teams in the other part of the league, of the American League or the National League, and you got to play them home and home. You got to see them once a year. And when we got to the divisional stuff, it was, okay, you might see the Yankees come in once, you know, once a year.
Yep.
Maybe you don't. The schedule was off kilter. It didn't really fit. I like this where you have more games against teams from, and if you're in the Central, you have teams again in the West and teams in the East. You have more games against them. I think you got to test yourself outside of your division when you get into the pros.
Yeah, I like the idea that you get to see all the teams now in the major leagues. The Twins will play every other club in the major leagues. Now, some you may get them only at home or only on the road. It all depends. There's still plenty of division games, but I do like this trip, and I would think the players like this trip as well, where you go to Southern California, you play these games against the Dodgers starting tomorrow night and the Angels later in the week. And for the casual sports fan, you know, the Dodgers right now are probably the biggest money team in the big leagues, even bigger than the Yankees or the Mets or the Red Sox. Red Sox have kind of scaled back. The Dodgers, Magic Johnson is involved in the Dodgers. They clearly spend more money than any other club right now. They are the big money club.
Not the Mets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Mets and their new owner.
The Mets passed them this year.
Yeah, but the Dodgers, for the last handful of years.
4 or 5 years.
Had been the payroll king.
Yes.
And then the new owner of the Mets.
Steve Cohen.
Yeah, Steve Cohen almost got Carlos Correa. They backed away from that deal, opened the door for Correa to come back to the Twins. But the Dodgers are a big money. And Chavez Ravine is still one of those venues that is magical. And for Twins fans, this would be a fun trip. And there will be Twins fans, because I think Twins fans travel pretty well. As you know, a lot of them drive to Kansas City when the Twins play the Royals. It's an easy trip. And then Chicago, whether they're playing the White Sox, which is more regular, or the Cubs, a lot of Twins fans make the trip to Milwaukee, whatever the name of their park is, American Family Field, I think.
Used to be Miller Park.
Right. So those are easy trips. Kansas City is an easy drive. Chicago, Milwaukee. A little more of an investment to get out to L.A., but, you know, Dodger Stadium, considering Dodger Stadium's what? 60-plus years old now? Yeah, they moved to the L.A. Coliseum. When they first left Brooklyn, they moved to the L.A. Coliseum, and then Dodger Stadium was under construction at Chavez Ravine. But it's got to be 60-plus years old.
So I was just looking that up. I was just trying to confirm it in my head, and I did. Dodger Stadium is the third oldest ballpark that is currently in use in the major leagues.
Fenway and Wrigley being the...
Correct. Fenway, number one, is the oldest. Wrigley Field is the second oldest. And then you basically have about a 50-year gap between when Wrigley Field was built and when Dodger Stadium was built. And that is, they just passed a 60-year mark last year. They're now 61. It's now 61 years old.
Yeah, and the thing about Dodger Stadium is, and this is a lesson for all ballparks, and I know the Twins have done a great job continuing to upgrade Target Field, another venue in town that I think they've done a wonderful job upgrading over time and keeping it fresh, is the Xcel Energy Center. The Xcel Energy Center is over 20 years old. You know, and I was over there for some state tournament stuff, and it's still really impressive how new that building still feels. Now, Dodger Stadium does give you the vibe that it is an older ballpark, because it was, you know, on the drawing board in the late 50s and went online. But they've continued to upgrade and update and keep it fresh and maintain it. It is a cool, it is an iconic sports venue, and the Twins will be there the next three games to take on the Dodgers. By the way, our coverage tomorrow night at 8:30, and Twins bats are booming. How about that? They beat the Cubbies two in a row. They take another series, and there was a lot of concern about how they were swinging the bats. No problem. I would like to say, just a quick thought on the Twins, that getting Alex Kirilloff up to the major leagues has jump-started this. Now, I know Joey Gallo's had some good games. Trevor Larnach had a big game today. It appears Carlos Correa is turning the corner after a pretty rough start. But getting Kirilloff to the big leagues, this guy's got a sweet swing. You look at him swinging the bat, that is a big league swing.
And I think the Twins, and hopefully, you know, knock on wood, it stays this way, are getting into a period where there's one big factor that you need in order to be a consistent team, and that's health.
Yeah.
Kirilloff is healthy. Byron Buxton, not back to full Byron Buxton mode, but healthy-ish, healthy-wise. Yep. They have... I'm trying to think of who else spent some time. Joey Gallo spent, I guess, a little bit nicked up, but he's healthier. He's back.
Well, Polanco didn't start the year with the team.
Polanco's healthier.
Yep.
They sent Trevor Larnach down to St. Paul to tweak a couple things. Now they brought him back up, and he had a big day. So you need health in sports to advance. It's very rare that you're going to have a third, more than a quarter, more than a third of your roster not healthy, and you'd be able to sustain success. That's very rare. So you need to have health on your side to continue to go forward and continue to build.
Yeah, and I would argue that having Kirilloff where he's at is a big step forward for the Twins and what they're able to do offensively. We'll see tomorrow night. Game one, Twins and Dodgers, coverage beginning at 8:30 on the pregame show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Happy Mother's Day from all of us here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson sitting in for Gerilyn Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Always great to see Jonathan and work with him over the years here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3. It was fun to see on social media today all the folks that took Mom to the ballpark today. My mom would go has been to a lot of ball games. Once upon a time, the family had season tickets at the Metrodome and then when Target Field opened. But might have been a little chilly for Mom at the start today. By the end of the game, it was lovely. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3, but great crowds over the weekend at Target Field. Really nice crowds for the homestand, the Padres and the Cubs. Once again, Twins on the road. They'll be in L.A. late games Monday night and Tuesday night, and then they take on the Angels. One of the other things that came up earlier today, and I've got to do this. I have not been to a Loons game at Allianz yet. Have you done that, Jonathan? Have you been over there?
I haven't been to a Loons game, but we did have tickets through the station last year to go to the All-Star game when that was here. And I said, why not? And so I got a ticket and I went over to that event. And it's actually hilarious. I hadn't seen Susie Jones in a while. I'm walking over to my seat over at Allianz, and I run into Susie at the game, and it's just like, you know, random. But no, I have been inside that building.
I've heard it's a great venue. I have not been in the venue yet.
It's a beautiful venue. It's a really nice, light, beautiful venue.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that came up. We should do a Loons game. I know the tickets can be tough, but look forward to getting over to Allianz this summer. Hey, we've got much more. How does Minnesota rank for working moms? We keep the Mother's Day theme going pretty well indeed. Wisconsin fares very well indeed. We'll get into all of that following the news at 8. And then The dead ceiling, a lot of people fretting about that. How concerned should we be? We'll deal with that at 8:35 tonight. Stephen Fitzgerald, Jonathan Lowe is here. We have the news in a moment on CCO. Happy Mother's Day from all of us here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson sitting in for Geraldine Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Always great to see Jonathan and work with him over the years here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3. It was fun to see on social media today all the folks that took mom to the ballpark today. My mom would go. Has been to a lot of ball games. Once upon a time, the family had season tickets at the Metrodome, and then when Target Field opened. But might have been a little chilly for mom at the start today. By the end of the game, it was lovely. Twins win, beat the Cubs 16-3. But great crowds over the weekend at Target Field. Really nice crowds for the homestand. The Padres and the Cubs. Once again, Twins on the road. They'll be in L.A. late games Monday night and Tuesday night, and then they take on the Angels. One of the other things that came up earlier today, and I've got to do this. I have not been to a Loons game at Allianz yet. Have you done that, Jonathan? Have you been over there?
I haven't been to a Loons game, but we did have tickets through the station last year to go to the All-Star game when that was here. And I said, why not? And so I got a ticket and I went over to that event. And it's actually hilarious. I hadn't seen Susie Jones in a while. I'm walking over to my seat over at Allianz, and I run into Susie at the game. And it's just like, you know, random. But no, I have been inside that building.
I've heard it's a great venue. I have not been in the venue yet.
It's a beautiful venue. It's a really nice, light, beautiful venue.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that came up. We should do a Loons game. I know the tickets can be tough, but look forward to getting over to Allianz this summer. Hey, we've got much more. How does Minnesota rank for working moms? We keep the Mother's Day theme going. Pretty well indeed. Wisconsin fares very well indeed. We'll get into all of that following the news today. And then the dead ceiling, a lot of people fretting about that. How concerned should we be? We'll deal with that at 8:35 tonight. Stephen Fitzgerald, Jonathan Lowe is here. We have the news in a moment on CCO.